Hi, everybody. This is the Kegelcast from Kegel.com. It's all about political cartoons and cartoonists and about the news and issues of the day. Today, we're going to discuss the top 10 most reprinted cartoons in America from the past week. I'm Daryl Kegel, and I'm here with Brian Farrington and Ed Wexler. Say hello, Ed.
Hello, Ed.
And Monty Wolverton. Ed and Monty are both brilliant Kegel cartoonists. And you'll see them all the time on Kegel.com. Monty has the number two cartoon of the week this week. He is just absolutely great. And Ed is absolutely great, too. Fantastic caricaturist. He worked for, 70 years at Disney? It was just incredible.
30.
Oh, well, 70, 30. Be sure to subscribe wherever you're watching this podcast and visit Kegelcast.com to see all the cartoons. We're going to describe the cartoons and talk about them. In case you're listening on the audio podcast, you can go to our sites and see all the cartoons later that probably drove you crazy because you couldn't see them in the audio podcast. So, gentlemen, this is the number one cartoon of the week, and it's by Dave Wamond, a cartoonist who lives in Calgary. He's a Canadian, but we present him as an American cartoonist because if the American editor saw him as a Canadian cartoonist, his cartoons would just be invisible to them. You know, cartoons don't cross borders. But if a cartoonist does a great impression of an American cartoonist, we can call him an American cartoonist and the editors will see him. He's suddenly visible. So it is with Dave, who is really very popular. He's got three cartoons in the top 10 this week. I'm just so impressed. So Chinese spy satellites flying through the air, and you've got the NSA gal and her colleague there looking down at their phones, and she says,
"Our main focus has been Chinese attacks in cyberspace, but it's getting more worrisome."
And her elderly colleague says, "Don't worry, we're keeping an eye out." So what do you think of this cartoon, gentlemen? This is a cartoon editors liked more than anything else last week.
Well, the balloon, that was a big story last week, so they were clamoring for that.
They really did want balloons.
I hope they want a balloon in a couple of days because I'm working on a balloon.
I think these balloons have legs.
Yeah, this has some irony to it. You got the NSA versus the thing that's in plain sight up there. So, yeah, that's fun.
It's fun. Maybe life is graphically beautiful and simple.
The clouds are funny.
Yeah, I like the clouds.
Characters are funny.
Okay, so we give it a good review.
Yes, we do.
Okay, here's the number two cartoon. And this cartoon comes from our own Monty Wolverton. It is titled Profit Wallowing. And the pig is wallowing in the piles of money and his belly is labeled Big Oil. Of course, this week we had the news that there were record profits at all of the oil companies, and they were particularly greedy in the money that they collected. So very nice, Monty. You hit on a national nerve here.
196, depending on $196.3 billion of profits. And instead of plowing it into renewable resources, they're plowing it back into fossil fuels. That's the problem with it. The pig is happy, but the pig does not have an eye for the future somehow. I think that's the thing there.
You think this pig is a bit short-sighted?
The pig is short-sighted. Look at him. Obviously, he needs glasses.
You know, pigs are a metaphor that editorial cartoonists use all the time. I've done so many pigs. Pigs work. Pigs are greed.
Yeah, it's a great cartoon. Instant recognizable as one of Monty's, too.
It is, Monty. You're instantly recognizable.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, all that money.
And hand-drawn dollar bills, so that must have taken some time.
Well, I may have picked up some money from some other cartoons, as I do occasionally, and repurposed it here.
It worked.
I may have done that, or I may not have.
I do that when I can, sure.
Yeah.
Do we want to admit to that?
No.
I think everybody does it.
Nothing gives it away.
Right.
Okay, well, those big oil bastards.
Yeah.
Here is cartoon number three. This is by Chris Wyant. Chris is best known as a New Yorker cartoonist, but he's done all kinds of things. He draws two cartoons a week for us. One of them is also for the Boston Globe. And here we have the header, Modern American Oxymorons. The first is the MAGA guy wearing his flag and his gun, and he's just about to blow up the Capitol. The second one is Republican Congressional Ethics Committees. You have the happy, whistling, blindfolded Republican elephant next to George Santos, who I think is really a very funny character. I got to enjoy George Santos. The third image is titled Top Secret, and it's got the garbage cans with classified documents from Trump, Biden, and Pence. And then the fourth one is police reform with the names of lots of tragic victims of police violence like George Floyd and Tyre Nichols. And these are all the American oxymorons.
Surprises me. That's a really hard-hitting cartoon in the end, and I'm surprised editors didn't shy away from that. So that's a good thing because it's an issue that needs to be dealt with, but it's good that they didn't shy away from that.
It's a smart cartoon. I love it.
Yeah,
it is.
Very smart, very smart.
It's also a liberal cartoon. The editors tend to avoid those. They want cartoons that express no opinion left or right. So yeah. It's nice to see a liberal cartoon scoring this well in the top 10.
It's deep in indictment of hypocrisy and irony, and it's got that. And yet it's done in a sort of light, innocent style.
He always does that. He's great at that.
Yeah.
Lots of air around everything. Easy to read. Mm-hmm. Know what's going on.
It is. And these could be difficult tableaus to draw, you know, having the Capitol and blowing it up with dynamite.
Doesn't get all bogged down in details. Everything helps. There's nothing there that doesn't help. It's a funny Santos. A funny elephant.
Yeah.
Funny manga guy.
It's a great cartoon. Yeah. So this one is by Jeff Couture, but I think this is number 5. It says Lead Balloon and the Little Dove of Peace is trying really hard to lift the lead U.S.-China relations balloon, which is very heavy.
It's sort of a double, two birds and one stone, no pun intended. I'm talking about the lead balloon, but then also on the heels of the balloon, spy balloon, and then the talks that were going to happen between Biden and Xi. So, you know, it's one of those that editors would definitely.
This is one of those things, too, that the international cartoonists are always doing. The Dove of Peace is a thing that they rely on regularly. And that poor bird has suffered in every imaginable kind of torture and form of death. More international for them than us.
I was going to say that anytime you can put a tension device in a cartoon like that, it works.
Tension.
Tension in physics.
Okay, here's another cartoonist from Canada who draws like an American cartoonist, and we present him as an American so that his cartoons are visible. This is Guy Parsons. He's got a magician who's on the stage and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, for my next trick, I will attempt to correctly remember my password."
Now, I don't think this was tied in anything that happened necessarily this past week. This is just an evergreen cartoon that anybody can relate to. It's not political. Everyone forgets their password. So I don't think this is tied in any particular news story, but I can see why editors would go for it because it's an ongoing, evergreen, forever issue that we'll always deal with. So
it's everyone's issue. Definitely. Yeah. I have all my passwords in a book.
Yeah.
That's great. It ran in our paper this morning. And as I was reading
Show it to us in your paper.
Here, I actually laughed at it. I rarely laugh at, you know, things.
If color is funny, guys, color makes me laugh.
It's funny. Isn't it saying with the color that swivel wipes the letters just a little bit for me?
Yes. I noticed that when Monty showed me the black and white version of the papers running this cartoon.
This is the editorial page of the Vancouver Columbian. And as you will notice, there are two of our cartoons in there.
We've got just
the lead balloon we have, and we have this, which is published in black and white because of some problem they're experiencing with the color units on their press.
Do they normally print in color?
Not recently, but yes, normally.
Well, there you go.
Very funny. I like the cartoon. Jeff's cartoon really took over the page in a great way, commanded the page.
Well, they really wanted balloons right now. And yeah. Big, simple balloons, I think, work. Okay, here's the next one. This is another one by Dave Wamond, and it's the character from the movie Up, the Edward Asner character from the movie Up in his house with all the balloons flying in the air. And he says, "Wait, is that a fighter jet?"
Apologies to Up, too. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great image. Very recognizable classic movie.
The Disney cartoon, Ed.
Yeah, it's great. The cluster of multicolor balloons is a great device to have in a cartoon. Beautiful.
Did you do any work on that movie?
I didn't. I worked on television stuff.
Gotcha.
You know, we have gotten complaints from editors when cartoons have earth tones or are not bright enough. The editors really like very bright colors.
And these are bright without being brassy. It's there's a nice control. You know, that's a nice choice with blue of the sky, but it takes its proper place in space for me.
I think Apologies to Up is funny too.
And that's a great way to let you know which character he's drawing a caricature of, because it's just nicely thumbnailed, you know, it's nicely simple.
And it's one of those cartoons that when you read the punchline and you think about the end result of Minor Jed shooting this poor helpless old man out of the sky, you know, that's where the belly laugh comes from, you know. Yeah, that works very well.
I always like how Dave darkens the corners of his compositions.
Oh, yes.
It just helps direct your eye. It's good.
Okay. This one is John Darko from Columbia, Missouri. And it's the giant Chinese balloon up in the air, and it's got the logo for TikTok on it. And it says, "The Chinese collecting information on Americans? What's the big deal? We do it all the time."
I wondered how many we would see of this, the TikTok comparison, mm-hmm. because that's such a hot issue, particularly amongst conservatives. But interesting, that I think John is the only one still hand coloring his work. I think he uses colored pencils and scans it in. So when it works, it has a nice textured feel.
Nice handmade quality.
Nice. Yeah.
This is really kind of just an informational cartoon. Now, this is a cartoon by Pat Bagley, who draws for the Salt Lake Tribune in Utah. And it has a robot sitting on a pedestal labeled artificial intelligence. And he says, "Got it," holds his finger up in the air as though he's got it. Scientist wearing his white science coat. And he looks a bit disturbed. And I've got to admit, I didn't really get this cartoon. We had a discussion about whether the robot was supposed to be a metaphor to Rodin's The Thinker statue. And I think not, because I think the Thinker statue has to have his hand curled under his neck like this for it to read as The Thinker statue. I guess it was Brian that thought his feet were in Thinker statue position, and that was good enough for Brian.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with that. I think that's probably what Pat intended. And like Ed said earlier, I think that the pedestal gives it away. And that's the whole point of that artificial intelligence is the debate is when will it start thinking for itself and reasoning and realize that humans are worthless and to take us over.
So that's the point is he's achieved understanding. He got it. And that's what disconcerts the scientist?
I think so. You know, I guess we should have had Pat on here and ask him and settle the debate.
We'll never know. The structure of the joke is a good thing. Sometimes you don't get things right away, and then it takes a few seconds and it occurs to you, and that's fun. So he's structured this like one of those kind of gags.
Well, what I thought when I saw it was that I didn't get it, but he got it.
Well, I mean, the thinker, that's the whole gag of it. The thinker is thinking, and all of a sudden, hey, I got it. I'm going to take over the world. I'm going to outsmart humans. I'm going to replace them. Those are all things that could be insinuated from it. But apparently editors got it because it's in the top 10.
They did. It's in the top 10. It ran in 100 some papers. This one comes from Adam Ziglis. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, draws for the Buffalo News in New York. It's got a title on it that says "The World According to China" in two panels. The first panel shows the research balloon in quotes. It's Chinese balloon view from looking up in the air. And the second panel shows the spy versus spy white character sitting in a balloon with big binoculars looking down on the USA represented by a flag on the earth. And there's an angry American bald eagle flying at the spy. And he's got a label on him that says bird watcher because he's looking at the eagle. This is, of course, based on the Antonio Porcias Spy versus Spy of Mad Magazine, which was taken over for more than 20 years by Peter Cooper, who also draws cartoons for it, Kegel cartoons. He is just a brilliant spy versus spy cartoonist too. So I have noticed there have in the past, whenever there's a spy story, there are a whole lot of cartoons with the spy versus spy metaphor, and they always perform very, very well. They use cartoonists. With every spy story, they use Spy versus Spy, and they use Boris and Natasha from Bullwinkle. And both of those perform really, really well with editors. So, gentlemen.
I think it also speaks to how old editors are, because both of these references are not, I mean, I don't know if my kids would get them, but I certainly grew up on Spy versus Spy. And
average newspaper reader is what, 65? Bullwinkle and Mad Magazine.
Stereotypical spy.
Well, that's basically all this cartoon is, which is, it's just saying that the research balloon is really a spy balloon. And mm-hmm. here's our metaphor for spy. And we don't take that too seriously.
Well, yeah, and it also speaks to the hypocrisy of China's excuse that they were just one of great cartoon.
I could not tell that Adam finishes his work digitally. I thought it was watercolor till I asked him about it.
Well, I didn't realize that either. I did too.
That's cool. Great. Yeah, he draws traditionally and inks traditionally, mm-hmm. and does color digitally.
Yeah, the Aaron's sky behind the research balloon has a nice watercolor feel. It's not
flat. Yeah,
I think that's what so many cartoonists and illustrators do, particularly guys that are just starting to use Photoshop. It looks too synthetic. It looks too, you know, and when you achieve this, that's where it really works. It would be hard to do that on paper with watercolor. You'd have to have the right kind of scanner to scan it in to reproduce it. And that becomes problematic. So the fact that he can do that like that, that's why it worked. But yeah, I didn't know that. That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Just the details of the washes really look like they're washes. Yeah. You notice this little bit way up at the top, right here where the wash went over his black ink line. I mean, that would fool me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's the kind of thing that fools me. Yeah.
No, it looks good. Looks good.
Okay. So this is Dave Wamond again with his third cartoon in the top 10, which is really very impressive. This is a tableau of characters, Joe Biden's State of the Union speech last night. And you've got Joe Biden with Kamala Harris and the shaman from January 6th character ripping something up. And there's a Congresswoman Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is playing with fire, and Biden says the State of the Union is, and the Republicans go, boo, and Biden says, I miss the old days, man. But you'll notice in the bottom, there's a little hand squeezing the ketchup, and the hand is orange, so that's obviously Trump squirting his ketchup.
Oh, it's a little hand.
It's a little hand, and it's orange, and it's ketchup.
That's great.
So I was commenting that this is like an old Courier and Ives Christmas thing with all the stuff going on in it, but it's in Congress and it's with all these creepy characters. And I think that's just funny. It's throwing everything in there and the caricatures are fun. I like it.
I like how he has Biden phrase by saying the word man at the end of it, you know?
I wonder if he does miss the good old days though, because the GOP kind of played right into his hands with their heckling. He did a great job of taking care of them.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna have to live that down when they actually do want to cut those programs. So they have to go back and listen to that rebroadcast.
Boy, I can tell what channel you guys watched. I watched this on Fox, and it was all about how Biden is going senile and his speech was incompetent and
what a
mess and what a travesty.
I'm shocked.
We're watching different channels.
I should be that.
Anyway, I thought this cartoon was cute. And I like the characters. And I think the Republicans are pretty funny. Each of these Republicans is such a cartoon character. I even like Boebert. I think that she's kind of nerdy cute, you know, in a Sarah Palin kind of way. And she's funny because she's just so crazy. She's so crazy. She's funny and she's cute.
Well, talking about Republican caricatures, the Republicans make such a big deal about Biden's age, but Trump is only 3 years younger. I mean, he's not 30 years younger, and he's arguably far more crazier. But this is a great cartoon with all the characters in it, with Matt down at the bottom. He's a piece of work.
This is fun. This just struck me like a Christmas card. And, you know, Dave does Christmas cards. He does everything. He draws two comic strips. He does puzzles and cards and editorial cartoons. It's just it's crazy how much he does. I'm very impressed with Dave.
Me too.
This is cartoon number 10, gentlemen. I think we've finished. Do you have any more comments on anything, on the cartoons, on the week, on your politics, on our dying profession?
The holiday cartoons are always the popular choices, and we've got Valentine's Day coming up next week.
So we're all done with last words. That's the end of our podcast. Remember to subscribe. Visit kegelcast.com in order to see all the podcasts. Visit kegel.com to see all of the cartoons. Be sure to come back next week for our next top 10, and you'll be introduced to more of the top cartoonists. And thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, Daryl.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys. It was fun.